Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Shelley told Marla that she was going to talk to a woman Sister Patsy had suggested who would do a walk to help her get Ignatius to change. Marla warned her against it, but Shelley was determined and called the woman in Barbice to confirm her decision. Simon had a mild heart attack, and Malachi told Alexis that he had changed his mind about going back to the States. Right now, Ignatius is visiting Sunny.
Sonny, you and baby got this kitchen garden looking really nice, man.
We just try with it. The market expensive, Ignatius.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you're telling me about Shell. You sure divorce is the answer? I still think you and Shelly could walk it out, buddy.
Sonny, put your foot in my shoes. If baby they have an affair with your nephew right under your nose, you could have forgive she?
Yeah, listen, I don't know. There is tough, buddy.
Exactly.
But you had women with Shelly too?
But none of them were she family.
Man, look, family or not, both of y'all cheat on one another. Some of we men does have this double standard. We won't do anything to these women, and when they clap back we can't forgive.
You ain't understanding me, Sonny. My main issue is not that she cheat. My main issue is who she cheat with. And where? In my house. In my house with my nephew. That was disrespect to the highest order.
Well, I ain't never been through anything like that. So I can't judge?
Right.
So what Shelly say when you tell she you want a divorce?
Of course she don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not up to her. I have already spoken to my lawyers.
You really gonna serve this woman divorce papers?
Yep.
Man, y'all didn't try a little counseling force?
That was her suggestion.
So?
I'm not interested in airing out my problems to nobody with Shelly.
So you ain't prepared for fight at all?
Fight for a woman who would sleep with me nephew right under my nose? I have a reputation to uphold, Sonny.
Okay, sir.
If I forgive Shelly for this, she can feel she can do anything else to me for the rest of my life.
Man, I don't think Shelly is the type.
You'd think she was the type to give me blow right under my nose with my nephew?
Well...
Sonny, you give these women an inch and they'll just take a mile.
Oh, you big Ignatius. You gonna spend the rest of your days alone? No wife?
I might be better off that way.
Oh, come on. As big as we be, we just want we wife to hug up in the night. We ain't supposed to live, sir.
Me? Finding another wife wouldn't be a problem. I'm a wealthy man, and I could have any woman I want. But the issue is finding someone who is genuine and who really loves me for me. I thought Shelly was my person.
Hero, I don't think you should run and do this divorce right away.
Sonny, I ain't like how you're advocating for this woman, you know.
Hear me out, Mama. Hear me out.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Why you don't put ship on a trial period?
What you think we have been doing these last few months?
But you ain't even tried to do a little counseling or nothing with the woman.
The trial period was me sleeping in another room to see if I would miss her that much to invite her back into my bed. But every time I think about doing it, Sonny, all I can see is she and my nephew. Yarn all over she. Kissing she places.
All right, Ignatius. I get the picture.
That is torture for a man, Sonny.
I could only imagine.
My marriage is over. I've accepted it, and it only left to work out the divorce settlement.
Right.
When it was good with Shelly, it was really good. I really thought she was the one. The way I love that woman, I never love another woman like that. Not even Ryan's mother.
Wow.
You know, they just say when the one you really love hurts you, it's hard for recover. I try, Sonny, to look past it, but nothing. Look, I want you to see I cry here today. After all, I's a man with a reputation to uphold.
Ignatius, look, don't act stupid. Men got feelings too, and men feelings does get hurt too.
Yeah.
And it's okay when we cry.
Sonny, if I tell you that almost every night I've cried myself to sleep.
Ignatius.
No joke. Because I lied on her in one room. She's in another room. And sometimes you just want to reach over and feel somebody there with you.
I know.
And then all I feel is the tears coming. Just so. Without even trying.
Well, Ignatius, if I wasn't convinced before about how much you love Shelly, today, you convince me, buddy.
And that is why I can't forgive you. That is why we are going to get a divorce.
And Father God, we break every spell. Whatever spirit of sickness is hanging over my husband, we bind it and we cast it into the well of forgetfulness. My husband will make a full recovery. My husband will live a long life. I cover my husband today and I say, heal! Simon, you awake?
Is all day you can pray over me, Abigail?
My prayer's working. The doctor said you're going to be able to go home within a couple of days.
Thankful for that.
Amen.
I want all these tubes out of my hands and to get out of this bed.
You have to take it easy.
I know.
Malachi and Alexis been here like 50 minutes ago. They're going to come back just now.
Okay. Hey, my son's in America called again?
Yes. Them boys calling every minute. I showed them you on the video call. I didn't want to wake you.
That's okay.
Everybody worried about you. Everybody happy that you're going to make it out of here. Thank God.
Well, I guess a heart attack is not an unusual thing when you're in your early 70s.
But you got a lot of living to do, Simon. When you come out of here, you're going to really need to start taking better care of yourself.
Well, thank God I have you to help me with that.
I'm going
to
take good care of you. I don't ask the doctor for a diet plan for you.
As long as everything I'm eating is not grass.
Oh, be serious, Simon. You got to do what is best for your health.
Maybe all this talking right now is not best.
All right, rest. I'll be right here with you.
Yes, praying.
Like I said, my prayers are working.
Okay, my love.
Come. Say this little prayer with me.
When is the doctor coming back to check on me? I want to have a word with him.
You want me to go and call him for you?
Yes, thanks. Please pass my cell phone. Let me look at my messages.
You're sure you want to do that now?
Come on, Pepper. I had a heart attack. I'm not disabled or anything.
Yes, but you got to relax. I don't want you to see anything on your phone to upset you.
Please, give me the phone.
Hear what? I will go and call the doctor. And when you finish talking to him, I can read your messages to you.
Okay.
Don't move. I'm coming back.
Where am I going to go?
Coming back.
Well, I must be grateful that I'm still alive. Thanks to the doctors and thanks to the prayers of my loving wife.
Hi, Pepper.
Oh, hi, Ignatius.
Are you outside another heart attack? How is he doing?
Recovering nicely, boy. Doctor said that they're going to discharge him soon.
Good, good.
Yeah. I just come in the supermarket to look for some things to make some soup for you tomorrow. He said he wants soup.
Nice. You're going to have to watch what he eats and let him exercise regularly.
I don't tell you though.
We big people got to take care of yourself. I pick it up some oats myself.
Young or old, got to take care. Young ones dying too.
True. Anyway, was nice running into you.
How things with you and Shelly though?
Oh, we're going our separate ways, you know.
Divorce?
Yep.
Wow.
It doesn't always work out the way you plan.
Yeah. But I thought y'all would work it out, man. Shelly wanted to work it out.
Well, in this case, it's not what Shelly wants. It's what I want.
You're sure divorce is what you want, Ignatius?
You're the second person to ask me that today, and my answer remains the same.
Okay.
Anyway, I got to go.
You mind giving me a lift home? I took a taxi here.
Okay, sure.
All right, just a few more things I gotta grab.
All right, no worries.
You want to go further? Let's get together.
I can't thank you enough for giving me a drop, Ignatius. This whole week was just stressful for me.
It's okay.
You know, this is the third time today hearing this ad. Like Republic Bank calling me in there for take a loan or what?
Cash bonanza.
Anyway, I don't really need it. But I got a relative who could do with it. She got some house repairs, so this will come in real nice.
So how much she can borrow?
Up to $325,000 without any equity. And over that, only 5% down.
Sounds good.
It's a nice little promotion, you know. And it ain't finishing till June 3rd.
I hope people take advances, cause it sounds like a good offer.
And that's not all. Five people can win $50,000. And if you apply online, you could win up to $25,000.
Well, I wish all who apply the best of luck.
I mean, I don't need it, because Simon has taken good care of me. But my cousin could do with it. I got to tell her to come up with the quotations quick.
I hope she is successful. Anyway, we have reached our room.
Yes, thanks. Before I go, I want to ask you something, Ignatius.
What?
You believe in God, right? You mind if I pray with you? The Spirit is telling me that you still love Shelly. And way down inside your heart, you really don't want a divorce.
The Spirit could be wrong sometimes, Pepper. And in this case, I think it is.
Still allow me to pray with you.
I don't want to pray, Pepper. I respect you and your beliefs, but I am okay.
You're sure?
Yes.
Well, all right. I can still remember you and Shelly in my prayers.
Well, I can't stop you from doing that, Pepper. Anyway, give my regards to Simon. Bye.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.